This time, we're taking a minute to break down what's happening with Ezra Miller. And along the way, we ask, what's going to happen to the Flash? Will Miller ever be arrested for their crimes? And how could someone be upset in Hawaii? Let's break it down on this edition of Force Fed Sci-Fi. All right, folks, welcome back to another, I guess, like this will be like almost a bite-sized episode of Force Fed Sci-Fi. My name is Sean Michael Culp, and along with me is my friend and co-host.
I am Chris Rupp.
Hey, Chris. So I love that we're doing this episode, even though like you just threw it out during our Kenobi review. You're like, that the breakdown of Ezra Miller could be its own podcast episode. And I was like, you know, let's do one.
Yeah, we were messing around on that episode. We even said like there's some new allegation or some new thing that seems to be coming out every week against this person. And it has just been a long, slow decline into what's kind of started as innocuous stuff at the beginning of 2022 and now has really kind of devolved into some disturbing behavior.
Yeah, it's so disturbing. I can't believe it. Like, I remember when this nonsense started happening when they were in Hawaii in like March, and I like texted you and was like, oh no, we're gonna lose the Flash movie.
Yeah, like we'll certainly get to that incident. But there's been a lot of documentation, and this is somebody who, you know, is a celebrity, is basically a millennial, has grown up with using social media, and is very, you know, prominent on that, knows how to use it, and also doesn't know how to quite stay out of the spotlight. So we're gonna get into some of the behavior that Ezra Miller has gotten up to in the past year, as well as kind of talk about some earlier arrests that they were a part of. This is a bit of a departure from our normal episode, but I think that since this person and their hijinks has so many implications beyond just their immediate, you know, sphere of influence.
So a synopsis of Ezra Miller's life.
So, born Ezra Matthew Miller on September 30th, 1992, is born to wealthy parents and attended private schools in New Jersey, but actually dropped out of school at 16 to pursue a film career, and was actually pretty successful almost right out of the gate. He had some well-received roles in a film called After School, as well as a role in a film called City Island. I haven't seen these earlier films, but you know, he was getting his start. He was recognizable. They've got a nice face to them, a bankable actor face, I guess, as Hollywood would call them. And it kept going from there. You know, you went on to have starring roles in We Need to Talk About Kevin, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, you know, indie darling movies, but his performances were noticed in those.
Yeah, I remember, especially Perks of Being a Wallflower. I was pretty shook by Ezra Miller's performance. I know they were in, and the reason why we're using the pronouns they, them, is that's what Ezra Miller classifies as. So just for the listeners, if you're confused as to why we're calling this person they, them, that's why. But do try to understand. They were also in Fantastic Beasts, that series. And so that's kind of when I started thinking about Ezra Miller. I was like, oh, okay, this person's pretty good. They got some good acting chops. And then once The Flash, you know, Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad and Justice League came out, that's kind of when I was like, all right, I think this person, they got what it takes. I think they can be pretty diverse with their roles. You know, Ezra Miller has a range, I would say, at least for emotionality.
They were definitely on the way to superstardom, and any big time actor you look back as to when they blew up and became world renowned, it wasn't just one blockbuster. It was a string of blockbusters in a row. Granted, we've talked ad nauseum about the problems of Batman v Superman and Justice League. But the fact of the matter is, those movies still made a lot of money. Ezra Miller appeared in them, and then also appeared, like you were saying, in the Fantastic Beasts series. Granted, that series has kind of taken a bit of a downturn, especially with the most recent release, but those films still made a lot of money and was becoming a bankable star. And his character thankfully got a bit of a redemption arc thanks to the re-editing in Zack Snyder's Justice League. And where a movie based around his character is set to come out within this same continued universe.
Yeah. And that's kind of the big question about Ezra Miller is, like, will they survive all these allegations, or, like, are they going to reshoot The Flash? Like, I hope, I don't know. That's such a, because The Flash has been pushed back how many times now? I mean, I think at one point it was supposed to come out in like 2020 or 2021, and now it's all the way pushed back to June 2023. And I remember that was huge because Michael Keaton's supposed to be coming back, and everyone was freaking out. And so it's kind of like, I don't know. Ugh. I feel like a lot of DC's problems, it's like once they figure out, like, all right, now we know how to make a good movie that fans want, that's entertaining, they cast like the wrong people.
Yeah, that they do. They definitely do. But this universe of theirs is so disorganized that there's no real structure or continuity to follow along with. It's still, yes, they're still very much a part of the shared universe, but there's no roadmap in terms of figuring out how to decipher where everything fits into it.
Yeah, they have no idea where they're going. So it's like, what are they going to do? What would you do, Chris, if you had Ezra Miller? You know, because, like, I guess, what would you do? Because, I mean, gosh, they've done a lot. Like, what are some of the things that Ezra Miller's been, hit up with?
Well, I think it's appropriate to kind of start back in their earlier life. So I the earliest incident that I could find, let's just say he gets this. Ezra Miller gets into a lot of disorderly conduct. And this first incident is what I call teenage hijinks. So in 2011, they were filming The Perks of Being a Wallflower and was in a vehicle that was pulled over in Pittsburgh. There was a broken brake light. And obviously, you know, some cops may not have anything else to do but to pull somebody over for a broken light or a light that's out or whatever. And they found 20 grams of marijuana on Miller's possession. And for people who may not be familiar with, you know, marijuana and weights, 20 grams, that's a lot of marijuana to have.
Yeah, that's a pretty sizable amount, I would say. Absolutely. And this is 2011, before, I know, like, marijuana's become, like, I know in the States, pretty open to consume.
Yeah, the United States has certainly kind of settle down and come around to, hey, you know, marijuana, when you use it right, is pretty harmless, and all that propaganda about it being a gateway drug is exactly what it is. But like 20 grams, that's a few grams shy away from being charged with trafficking. But Miller was initially charged with drug possession, but that charge was later dropped. So instead, they were hit with a $600 fine and two citations for disorderly conduct.
Gosh, I wish. Oh my gosh, that's. That's it. Let me refrain from. Well, did you say Ezra Miller was in Iceland?
So yeah, that was in 2020. So I think. So yeah, now we're getting into the choking incident. So this is 9 years removed from the 2011 arrest. So in 2011, Miller was, I think, like 18, 19 years old. So that disorderly conduct, drug possession thing, that's something that, like, every teenager could potentially get into. And for anybody else, anybody who is serious about their career would have said, okay, this happened one time. I'm never going to let myself be caught in this situation ever again. So nothing like that's ever going to happen. And then we get to April 2020.
And that, so April 2020, I think this is where I was kind of like thrown by Ezra Miller, because I remember, like, they had a video posted online of, and no one could figure it out at first. It was like Ezra Miller choking a fan and like yelling at a fan. Like, it was a pretty big deal. And so I know, I was confused, like, is this person, you know, is Ezra Miller just, like, goofing off? But apparently, no, it's, like, legit. Ezra Miller, like, this fan was, like, going out for a smoke, and they were like, oh, I could kick your butt. Ezra Miller was like, bet. So then they, like, choked this woman and, like, started yelling at her, and it was like, and tossed her to the ground, too. And that was not a joke. That was legit.
I think this perfectly is summed up by the Ron Burgundy meme of him going, well, that escalated quickly. Because I've seen this video, and I think this started off as initially being playful. Like, I get it. Like, we've all been in a bar. We've all had a bit too much to drink. We all think, like, hey, you know, I could beat you in an arm wrestling match. And then turns out you, like, just challenge a bodybuilder to something that you're going to regret tomorrow. And I think this is what happened here. Like, Miller wanted to get away from the bar, and a woman followed them outside. It's like, hey, you're the Flash, right? Like, can we fight? And so, like, oh, you want me to choke you? So, yeah, like, Miller grabbed this woman by the throat, and throwing to the ground is a bit misleading. I would say they, like, gently tossed this woman on the ground. But as far as I can tell, Miller has faced no consequences from this incident, even though it was widely publicized in 2020, because nobody had any sort of news to latch on to.
It was just like one of those just weird things that people couldn't really understand. I remember, but it's like now with hindsight, it's like, all right, this is starting to make sense. Ezra Miller kind of pops off pretty quick, you know, because I know that was kind of it for them until now, 2022, where it's just been nuts since March.
I would say it's been nuts since even January, because the first, at least documented incident or controversy that I can find, or I mean, controversy may be a bit of an overstatement, but the Miller went on Instagram to rant against what they called the Bellevue chapter of the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina, basically telling them to kill themselves. And like, it didn't make any sense at the time. Like, it was so bonkers that the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's a non-for-profit organization that tracks hate groups and hate crimes in the United States, actually went on record and said it wasn't aware of any KKK activity in that area.
Yeah. So, like, what are they talking about? That's like me going to, like, Alaska and be like, curse you for shooting elephants. I hate you all. It's like, wait, what? There's no elephants in Alaska. No, nothing's going on here, man. I'm not endorsing the KKK at all. I loathe that group, but I'm not going to, like, randomly just give a shout out to death to all KKK members.
Right. And also, too, you're going to call out the non-existent KKK in an area of North Carolina that doesn't have any KKK. Like, it makes no sense. I mean, it could be Miller was doing this to get attention, or they were a part of some incident in the area, but that's all unclear. Nobody knows the context of this rant that they went on.
Yeah. No one knows if they're drunk or high or whatever. So it's like, ugh. Because I guess the incident this year that struck me was like the fight at the karaoke bar in Hawaii, which is confusing because, like, why would you be mad in Hawaii? It's like a paradise. Well, I guess a paradise for white people, but not the islanders there. But they're mad at us. But I remember Ezra Miller, like, there was big news in March about them, like, getting into a fight, disorderly conduct, and, like, harassing some couple. It was just, like, weird. And I remember texting you around this time, being like, oh, no, here goes the Flash.
Yeah, and I feel like we should clarify which incident in Hawaii we're talking about, because there are two that are separated by 3 weeks.
Which is nuts. How can you be that crazy in Hawaii?
Right. I can never imagine being that upset in Hawaii. I'm going to be too concerned with, oh my God, the weather's great. I can go out and have fresh pineapple or pineapple cocktails and, you know, and eat some of the freshest seafood I've ever had in my life. I could never envision a scenario where somebody is that pissed off in Hawaii.
Going to a karaoke bar and hearing someone sing Call Me Maybe and being like, that's it! My vacation is ruined!
Well, and Miller is a public figure. Yes, they went to they went on vacation to Hawaii, but at the same time, they need to recognize that they're a public figure, and they don't own public spaces. If you walked into a karaoke bar, yes, you're at the mercy of whatever crappy song some other karaoke singer decided to play at that time. You don't get to be mad about that.
I agree. I totally agree. And I am one who does not enjoy karaoke. You can always leave. That is something that I've learned in life. You can always leave, folks. Don't stick around.
Yeah, you don't have to start yelling obscenities at karaoke patrons. You can just, yeah, like you said, you can just go.
Absolutely. Because I know later, didn't he, like, in April, he assaulted a woman, like, throwing a chair at her?
Not only did he throw a, did they throw a chair at a woman, the impact of the chair left a half-inch cut on the woman's forehead.
What the heck? Oh,
and you have medical experience. Like, cuts on your head, like, they're very tough to close up, and they bleed a lot.
Yes, they do. And it's, like, especially a chair, too. Like, I'd be curious to see if, like, this person caused that woman, like, a concussion. Because that's just... But at least they, like, they got arrested, right?
Yeah, they were arrested 20 minutes after the attack during a traffic stop. And he was, they were charged with second-degree assault for this incident. And this reportedly stemmed from, so this incident in April, Miller crashed a private event at a, looks like they were at a bar. And Miller was told to leave because this was a private get-together. Like, I get it, they're a celebrity, but it also doesn't give you the right to crash a private party. Like, it could have been, like, a family gathering or, you know, a going-away party or something. But this is not the occasion for somebody to just come in and crash.
Well, I would also say, you know, and I don't know if Ezra Miller has, like, the ego or not, but there's, like, a difference between, like, Ezra Miller crashing a party and Bill Murray, right? Because there's that great documentary with Bill Murray just appearing in random situations. And, I mean, you know, it's Bill Murray. So maybe Bill Murray has more of, like, the pizzazz behind him to, you know, show up at someone's wedding and people being like, oh, no way! Oh, sure! But, like, Ezra Miller would be like, wait, what? Didn't you just, like, angrily yell at people for doing karaoke? I'd be like, no, nah, I'm good.
Well, and again, this is 3 weeks after that earlier incident at the karaoke bar, so this is still fresh in people's minds in Hawaii. So yeah, they're gonna see Ezra Miller, remember that they caused a ruckus 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And probably tell them, like, hey, this is a private party. You know, it's, you know, really nice of you to want to come by, but, like,
we're good.
This is our deal. Like, you have to go.
We don't want any chairs being thrown at people or people being berated. So I'm good. There's no KK here. So you're good.
Well, and again, it's Hawaii. Like, if there's KKK in Hawaii, I would really hope, like, the island dwellers just, you know, boot them off the island. Like, we don't want any howlies here.
Right? That would be so ironic if there was. So what else? Because I must have missed a lot of stuff too that's come out. Because the last time I heard was that one. But so recently there's been more stuff, like Order of Protection. Oh, right. Wasn't there like a 18-year-old or something?
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about into what I call what I would consider like the truly disturbing behavior. So in early June of just this year, 2022, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Court issued a temporary order of protection against Miller on behalf of a young activist by the name of Dakota Iron Eyes. And according to Iron Eyes' parents, Miller used, quote, violence, intimidation, threat of violence, fear, paranoia, delusions, and drugs to basically manipulate and hold sway over their child.
Oh my gosh. That is so messed up. It's a child.
It's messed up. At the same, they're allegations. I mean, but yes, like if these allegations are true, it is very disturbing.
Oh yeah. Especially because Ironize is a kid, or was, you know, when they met when she was 12. So that's like, I don't know, man. That's messed up.
Oh. Yeah, Miller was 23. She was 12. Like, the parents should have just shut that down and said, no, you are 11 years older than she is. You are not spending time with her. You're not their friend. Like, you just, you go away. You do whatever Hollywood things you do and just leave her alone.
Have we not learned from Michael Jackson?
No, like, this story, like, even gets weirder. So the tribal court issued that temporary order of protection. The problem is, law enforcement can't find Miller. They can't serve them with the order. Because the order doesn't mean anything unless the other person has been served with it. You can evade law enforcement and say, like, well, I never got it. I'm not aware of it. So, bye. I don't pay attention to the news.
Oh, my God.
The further twist in it, and this is going to totally blow your mind, is that Miller posted messages on the Instagram, on his their Instagram account, mocking the attempts to find them.
What? Oh, no. Oh, that's like robbing a bank and then brandishing the money on IG. Be like, ha-ha, Fifth Third, I got you.
Here's the thing. Innocent people don't do that. Innocent people make all sorts of protestations and say, I never did anything like this. I hope to have my day in court and clear my name. Guilty people do this crap.
Yeah. This is just... There's got to be something wrong with this person. Like, they have to have, like, some type of mental health issue going on. There's no way.
There's got to be. And it doesn't stop there. June was a very, very bad month for Ezra Miller PR-wise. Because there was another temporary prevention order issued against Miller, this time in Massachusetts. Apparently, Miller showed up at a woman's house and showed inappropriate behavior towards a child that was living there. So Miller was visiting a neighbor in the area and showed up at this family's house unexpectedly, allegedly wearing a bulletproof vest and brandishing a firearm.
That is no.
So there's a clear escalation from grooming behavior to now just straight up harassment, disturbing behavior.
What the crap? So no. Oh my God. A bulletproof vest and a firearm and showing inappropriate behavior towards children. This is like messed up. And they haven't caught him yet? They haven't caught this person yet? Oh my God.
Have not caught Miller yet. Miller has also not addressed any of these allegations. And this doesn't even... There's even one more incident on a farm in Vermont. Supposedly Miller was running some sort of marijuana farm, but they were growing significantly more than what the state was allowing to grow, and had children there, and a young woman, I think, is according to like the reports I'm seeing, that supposedly Miller was housing this family from an abusive situation, but there are lots of firearms involved, and so it's a situation that Miller is now intentionally putting people in harm's way, it seems like, without any sort of care as to the consequences for it.
This is just crazy.
It's insane, the level of just, like, I want to use a bad word here, but I can't, just like, the massive level of buffoonery that they have gotten into in just a short amount of time is insane to me.
I can't believe it. This is just, yeah, like, how can you oh, what
You have to go out of your way. You have to be intentionally doing these things without any sort of regard or forethought of the consequences. And that's where I think Miller is at. I think because they've been in the spotlight for so long and have largely skated away without any sort of consequences and is so used to calling other people out on their misdeeds that they're blind to their own. And it is going to, it's going to bite them on the butt in the biggest way imaginable.
This is just crazy, man. It's like, oh my God. Ezra was like offering refuge to the children and the family of their abusive parent. But like, oh my God, the kid, like a 1-year-old put a bullet in their mouth. Like, the guns were accessible to the children. It's, like, crazy, man. Like, no. Oh, my gosh. It's so messed up.
And you're a celebrity. You're making millions of dollars. Why are you running a grow operation?
I don't know.
An unlicensed one, at that matter.
You should be investing in, like, Tesla or some crazy stocks with the uber rich. This is just madness. This, you can't write this stuff, dude. This is like a movie. I can't believe it. I can't believe that they still haven't been found by the cops. Like, this is nuts. How has the FBI not found Ezra Miller? Like, haven't tracked him on Instagram yet?
Here's the thing. As far as I can tell from any of these things, no charges have been filed. There's been protection orders and harassment prevention orders issued, but there's been no charges filed. This is massively illegal stuff, and you mean to tell me that Miller is just gonna skate by without any consequences? That is infuriating to me.
It's so infuriating. I can't believe it. This is like wild. This is like, wow. And the amount of like crap that regular average Joe people get busted for on a regular day, it's like, no. It wouldn't be had. Wow. So how the heck is Warner Brothers going to deal with this? Like, because I haven't heard anything from Warner Bros. About, like, you know, because people are saying, like, they're going to recast The Flash. I actually saw a couple days ago Elliot Page. Like, fans want Elliot Page to be the new Flash, you know. What would you do as an executive for Warner Bros.?
I mean, here's my two cents. They're not going to recast The Flash. They're not going to do it. Like you were saying, they've moved the release date for this film so many times, it's not even funny. There was a first release date in 2018. Then it was moved to 2022. And then further in 2022 in November. And now it's been pushed to June 2023 because there's been so many there's so many visual effects to it and that they have to give them more time to do it. But if you were to recast the role, you'd have to reshoot all of those scenes. It would add more money to the budget because you'd have to delay the release potentially for another year. It's more work for your visual effects vendors, and it would become unlikely that the movie would ever get released. They would just say, like, well, screw it, we're done. Ezra Miller would probably never get hired again anywhere. Their career is likely to be over. And I think we should also, you know, not gloss over the fact that Warner Brothers is facing an absolute PR nightmare. Because while all this has been going on with Ezra Miller, let's not forget the outcome of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
Yeah. And so now it's like fans are freaking out about Amber Heard and they want her like taken out of Aquaman 2. Just all this craziness.
Yeah, well, actually, I kind of support recasting Amber Heard for Aquaman 2 because I really want a Emilia Clarke Jason Momoa reunion in a Superman in a superhero movie.
Gotcha. So you're team Heard replacement?
No. Yes, I'm team Heard replacement. I think the whole world owes an apology to Johnny Depp for how we quickly threw him under the bus after Amber Heard said, like, oh yeah, he did some horrible things, like you took a dump in the marital bed, like you settle down. You're both guilty of terrible things. You just did way more guilty stuff than he did.
Right, that's funny. Yeah, it's so they're just like, Warner Bros. I'm telling you, it just sucks for Warner Brothers. They keep trying to like make these DC films, and if it's not a horrible film that they release that with studio meddling, it's just like there's issues with actors and just, oh man, you just can't catch a break.
No, and it's just, I really don't know like what is going to happen with the DC Extended Universe. There's a lot of upcoming films they've got. They've had Black Adam and Shazam Fury of the Gods and Batgirl, like you mentioned, are all set to come out this year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as far as I can tell, the release date from those movies is not affected at all. We're still going to get those movies. Hopefully there's a bit more of a return to continuity and actually making sense of what the hell is going on in this film universe. Mm-hmm. Because it's exhausting to try and be a fan of the DC universe because you don't know what's going on at the time.
No, there's really no plan. I agree with you. It's just so utterly confusing because they're doing like one-offs, and then, you know, especially now, like, you know, with Zack Snyder's cut released of the Justice League, now that's done. So then it's like, what is The Flash going to do? Especially now with Ezra Miller most likely going to be recast after The Flash is released. I think it's a nightmare. It's really a nightmare.
It's, and the thing is, this didn't have to happen this way.
No.
Like Miller could have gotten a talking to by Warner Brothers after the Iceland incident. If I were studio executives, I would have saddled them with some kind of handler or bodyguards just to keep them out of trouble. It's like, no, you're not going anywhere. You're not getting involved in anything. You're going to stay on the straight and narrow. You are not going to derail this movie because all our hopes and dreams of saving the DC universe are tied into your movie. So you better knock this crap off.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that's just it. Cause like, this movie had such huge hype once Michael Keaton was announced as returning. And I mean, it was just dollar signs. Like, you know, it was going to, like, in my, you know, anyone that saw Keaton as Batman, I'm sure would have just gone to see him again in this. And so now with all these allegations, it's just literally like, what did they do? If you reshoot, it's going to be super expensive. This film's budget is already probably over $300 million easy. So it's like, what, you double it? So how this film has to make over $1 billion plus just to like get back? I mean, it's, I don't know. It's a nightmare. it's all because Ezra Miller just couldn't chill out. Like, I really hope whatever's going on with them, they get the help, man, because yeah, it just sounds, there's like something mentally that has to be going on. Or whatever. Maybe they're not taking their meds. I don't know. But,
and this is an ongoing thing. For all we know, there's going to be more allegations or charges maybe filed for any of these incidents that we've talked about. And there's even possibility of jail time from the Hawaii incidents. I mean, let's not forget that they assaulted a woman and injured this poor woman in a vicious fashion. There's no excuse for what Miller is doing. Let's just be clear about that.
Yeah.
And if it is a mental health issue, then like you were saying, I hope that they get the help they need. And there needs to be consequences, and there needs to be a commitments for the things that Miller is perpetrating, if these allegations are true.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I don't think it would be a bad move to like just release the film, or I mean, worst case scenario, they can just put it on HBO Max, you know, and just take the L. Because, like, I wouldn't mind having Ezra Miller replaced as The Flash. You know, I always thought that it took, honestly, the Zack Snyder's Justice League being released to really have The Flash grow on me a lot and be like, all right, I think this person could do this role. But, I mean, now, you know, with all this crap going on, it's just, I'd rather, I don't know. I wouldn't mind having them replaced.
I think they're going to still release the movie on its 2023 release schedule, see how it does in theater, and then see about recasting Miller, you know, quietly.
Yeah.
They're not going to make a big deal about it. There will probably be some announcement about them being released from their contract, and then they'll quietly do a search for the next Barry Allen.
Yeah. And whomever is picked, hopefully they're not choking people out or having marijuana farms with firearms.
Yeah, or grooming 12-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah, especially that, because that's just messed up.
You didn't know that Ezra Miller Iceberg was this deep, did you?
No, I did not. Like that, I feel so bad for the parents too, because the kid is like 18, so it's like they can do whatever they want, and it's just like ugh. It's just very frustrating. Very. Yeah, I'm good with them being gone.
I am too. And as we said, like this is an ongoing thing. So if there is more updates to this, we're certainly gonna dive back into it, but we felt it was best to kind of unpack the open the lid and see what pours forth from the Ezra Miller box of insanity.
Box of insanity, indeed. Well, too easy, my good sir. Ah, oh, well, this was fun. Oh gosh. So yeah, more is to come with Force Fed Sci-Fi for this lovely summer of 2022. As we embark onto our foreign films, I know I'm finally getting settled because I had to move this past weekend. So I'm finally settled in my place and able to knock out some episode editing. And we'll continue on, chugging along, hopefully back to our regular scheduled programming, as Chris likes to say.
Yeah. Yeah, in the meantime, if there's special episodes that do come up, in the meantime, we will try to pepper those into the feed here. We've got just released an episode recapping Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series on Disney Plus. So go ahead and give that a listen. Like Sean said, we're finishing up the edits on Spielberg Month, so be on the lookout for the final episode in that series, which was Ready Player One with Brian McLeod. So, ooh, a lot of fun things coming up for Force Fed Sci-Fi.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, I hope you have a good rest of the day with no legal action taken against you.
No, I'm not running an unlicensed marijuana operation, so I think I'm going to avoid all those.
No mischief. That's good. That's good.
I'm 31 years old. I avoid mischief wherever I can now.
Dude, me too, man. Once I like hit 30, I was like, I'm good. Like, I'm not looking for fights. I'm too old for this nonsense. I just want to be safe.
Right, me too.
Oh, the perks of being old. Well, too easy, my friend. You have a fantastic rest of the day. I look forward to chatting with you again.
You too, Sean. Take it easy.